Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Butterfield Over in Mail. Prior to the advent of the railroad, the means of fast transportation cross-country was the stagecoach. From St. Louis, Missouri to El Paso, Texas, and through Arizona to Los Angeles, thence to San Francisco, a distance of 2,795 miles, ran the Butterfield Over in Mail. The most dangerous stretch of that route was between the home stations of La Mesilla, Tucson, and Fort Yuma. As our story opens, two hard-looking men sit astride their horses, watching the straining, sweating six-horse hitch tug against the taut traces as it draws the stagecoach toward the top of a steep grade.
Are you sure those jewels are on that stagecoach, Chris?
I wouldn't be sitting here waiting if I wasn't sure, would I, Lon?
No, but...
That's the Monday Express coach. There's only two passengers aboard, an 8-year-old kid and a French nursemaid. We'll keep our neckerchiefs over our faces so we won't be recognized. Hey, let's get that coach before it tops the grade. Come on, get up.
Get up, yeah. Hey, them horses get going down, grade. We'll never stop.
All right. Open fire. The shotgun sees us.
I'll take care of the shotgun gun.
Hey, and this'll do for the driver.
Head on up. We've got one of them.
Hurry up. Pick up that team.
Here are you lead horses. Pull them. Pull.
Pull.
Hey, you passengers in the stage, get your hands up and climb out.
These horses up stand.
What is it you want of a poor French governess and one 8-year-old child, Monsieur Bendit?
Come on, Frenchy. Get down out of the coach and I'll tell you all about it.
I am not called Frenchy. My name is Marie Leclerc. If I had a gun, I'd shoot you full of bullets, just like my daddy would.
Yeah, oh, a spicy little tyke, ain't she? What are you going to use for a gun to ventilate us? That doll you're carrying?
My doll Topsy and I aren't afraid of you, and neither is Marie. Are you, Marie?
Quite, Susie. We must not let them injure you, or they will hurt us.
This is Susie Gibson. I am taking her to her father in California.
Do what you're told, and no harm will come to either of you. Get the mail pouch out of the stagecoach booth.
Yes, sir. Here it is.
And unbuckle the straps.
Small packages, wouldn't it?
Let me see them packages.
My daddy were here. You'd be sorry, all right, for shooting that nice driver in the guard.
You will end up in...
There it is. That's the package. Partner, keep the kid here. Come on, Frenchy. You're coming with me.
Oh, my out. You are hurting me.
You leave Marie alone. Leave her alone.
Over there. We can talk over there, Marie. Those rocks will hide us.
Let go of my arm, Chris, or I'll break your hand off.
What? No French accent, Marie?
I don't need no phony accent talking to you, Chris. All right, this is far enough. All right, give me the package.
Here it is, Marie. Sure's a clever plan you thought of for me to rob the coach while it's carrying that package of jewels.
We'll get a lot more than just these jewels after Susie and I get to California. But Sammy Gibson will still trust me.
Let's see inside the box, Marie.
What in thunder?
Pebbles. You trying to double-cross me, Marie?
Oh, of course not, Chris. These jewels are supposed to be in this box. Well, they were put in the mail on the Monday run of the stage for safekeeping, and I... Hey, wait a minute. That kid. Before we left St. Louis, she and the banker, John Talbot, had a private talk. And even I wasn't allowed in the room.
You mean they made a switch? Figuring someone might be after the package?
That kid knows where those jewels are. I'm sure they're not on her in her clothes.
She'll talk. She'll tell us what we want to know. Just leave it to me.
That's what time you say, Cisco. It go from town to town, but it never moves.
It goes from town to town, but it never moves, Pancho?
You're right.
And they run uphill and downhill and never get out of breath.
Well, Pancho, I'm afraid I'll have to give up.
Hey, give up, give up.
What is it that goes from town to town but never moves and runs uphill and downhill but is never out of breath?
The road, of course. Just like the road we're coming to.
Oh, that is a very good riddle, Pancho. I never could have guessed it. That road up ahead is part of the route used by the Butterfield Overland Mail Line.
Cisco, that's one of the stagecoaches up near the top of that grade, no?
Cisco, I wonder why this stopped. Santos, those two hombres have kerchiefs over their faces. They're bandidos. Come on, Pancho. Up, them.
Hold on, Roberto, go! We fix those bandidos!
Your fire, Pancho! Ah, it's too late. I wanted to surprise them.
Pancho, sorry, Pancho. Now think about that, Cisco. Those coyotes mount up on their horses and they ride away. We go after them?
No. Time for that later. We will stop at the stagecoach. Hurry up. Ho-ho!
Ho-ho-ho!
Mon Dieu, you arrived at the right moment.
You are the little señorita, huh?
Just kill the shooter driver and the shotgun got you, Cisco.
We're not hurt yet, mister. But we would have been if you hadn't ridden up when you did.
Anything we can do to help you, little señorita?
You tell Uncle Pancho and Uncle Pancho do whatever you say, little señorita.
You're nice. I like you. So does my dog, Topsy. You're not like those bandits.
Of course not, little señorita.
I am the governess of this little girl. She's a good son. My name is Marie Leclerc.
I am the Cisco kid, señorita Leclerc.
To my friends, I am so plain Marie. And I want you for my friend, Mr. Cisco. Especially after the horrible experience with the bandits. They tried to make me tell a secret, but I wouldn't.
Good for you, señorita Susie. Did you know, Cisco, the best people what can keep a secret are the little niños.
That secret must be the reason those two bandidos killed the driver and shotgun and stopped the stagecoach.
Yes. Señorita Susie, what kind of questions those bandidos ask you?
Well, I can't tell you the secret any more than I could those bandits.
Oh, no, little señorita. Uncle Pancho doesn't want you to tell the secret. Uncle Pancho wants you to give a little hint. Then maybe Uncle Pancho guess, like a riddle. You see, Pancho asked Cisco the riddle. Now Pancho asked Señorita Susie the same riddle.
Pancho.
What goes from town to town but it never moves?
Pancho.
Pancho got to ask the rest later.
It is no secret what they were after, Mr. Pancho. Those bandits robbed the mail.
No, Marie. They were after the necklace. They knew it was supposed to be in with the mail.
Oui, ma petite. That is what I was about to tell you, Mr. Cisco.
And tell how that bandit hurt your arm when he dragged you away from the stagecoach.
He dragged you away from the stagecoach, Señorita Marie?
Oui, he did just that, monsieur. That your bandit said he knew neither of us would try to escape when we were separated.
And that bandit is not getting that grace, huh?
You bet he didn't, Uncle Pancho.
Good for you.
And nobody but my daddy's gonna get it. Only me and my doll Topsy know where it is. Mr. Talbot told me not to tell anybody but my daddy.
Monsieur Talbot, back in St. Louis, is a very good friend of Susie's papa. He got the message from Monsieur Gibson that I was to bring Susie to him in San Francisco.
He had the necklace of jewels belonging to Senor Gibson?
That's right, Mr. Cisco.
Pancho and I will stay with you for a while. Those two bandidos will try to rob you again. They killed the driver and the shotgun trying to get those jewels, and they will not hesitate to kill you.
These rocks, Lon. We can stop and watch that stage from here.
Hold on.
I tell you, Lon, I know them two. I've seen that big hombre somewhere.
Well, that hombre's still driving. He sure knows how to handle a 6-horse hitch.
Hey, that's it, Lon. That's where I seen him before. Driving a 6-horse hitch in a stagecoach race at Skeleton Bend. His name's Pancho. And the big hombre's a Cisco kid.
A Cisco kid?
Son, you and me got some hard riding and some horse rustling to do.
The sun gets you? You're talking loco.
I'll show you how loco I'm talking. We've got to beat that coach to La Mesilla. Only the agent and the horse wrangler are stationed there. We get rid of them, same as we did the driver and the shotgun. Then you drive up all the horses at the station.
That sure as blazes ain't loco. With no horses to switch for the tire team pulling that coach, they'll have to stay at La Mesilla for the night.
That's what I'm figuring on. And I'm figuring on our taking the place of them two hombres we killed. Who's going to suspect us?
Oh, hey, that's a mighty good figuring, Craig.
Hey.
During the night, we're sure to get a chance to finish off Cisco.
We will. And we'll get that necklace of jewels, too, after he's dead.
Yeah! just ahead.
Hey, that is
Lama's air station, Pancho. Yes, Cisco. You see, Senorita Sudi? The pilot tells you, Pancho, believe you, he'll save us. Now. Oh, come on. Oh, now. Oh,
I'm sorry,
oh.
We have to get a new driver at the station, Uncle Pancho.
I'm sorry, too. Oh, come on. Oh, oh.
Howdy, folks. Howdy. I run this station for the Butterfield line. I'm Chris Tipton.
Come on, stay, say, Tipton. We read you're wrangling with your fresh team while going to pull the coach.
We are. Not the regular driver and guard here, Tipton. They had bad luck. They were killed by road agents. Now, I will lift you down, little senorita. You and your doll Topsy.
Come on. Yeah, there you are.
Thank you, Mr. Cisco. Gee, you're strong. Oh,
gracias. And now you, Senorita Maria.
Merci, Mr. Cisco. You are très galant.
I reckon we've had some bad luck here, too. In answer to your question, driver, there ain't no fresh horses to pull the coach.
What do you mean, Señor Tipton?
Apaches rustled all the wagon stock. The only horses we could save were the two my wrangler and me ride. My wrangler Lana's out trailing that rustle herd now.
What are we to do?
Since we cannot get fresh horses, we will have to wait until our team is fed and rested. We will have to stay here for the night.
As soon as the horses were driven off, I figured you'd have to stay for the night. Though I ain't prepared to put you up with anything fancy, you can rest assured you'll be well taken care of. Yes, sir. Mighty well taken care of.
And if Cisco and Pancho knew the true meaning of Cress Tipton's words, they certainly would not rest assured. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Butterfield Overland Mail. Susie Gibson and her French governess, Marie LeClaire, are on the westbound Butterfield stage when the driver and guard are killed by Cress Tipton and Lon Derwick. Cisco and Pancho chase off the villains as they are threatening Susie and help the two travelers. To intercept the stage, Cress and Lon kill the agent and wrangler at La Mesilla Station and take their place. Unknown to Cisco, Pancho, and Susie, Marie is a confederate of the two killers. They are after a valuable jeweled necklace. Lon runs off the fresh horses, so that the entire group will have to remain at the stagecoach station for the night. When Cisco and Pancho fall asleep, Cress and Lon intend to murder them. Unaware of the death awaiting them, Cisco and Pancho are rolled up in their blankets for the night.
Pancho, wake up. Pancho, wake up, Pancho.
I'm going to do it. One did it, you. Pancho should have gone into your hands. Bang, bang.
Pancho, would you wake up?
What's the matter, Chico? What's the matter?
Get up, Chico.
Shh. Why, Chico? Still dark. The morning
is I know. Now get up and find your boots. On the way. Come on, Pancho. There's no time to lose.
What happened?
Nothing yet.
Come on.
I fixed your blanket to look as though you are still in it. I'll do the same to mine. All right. Fine to do it. Just go tell him it. Pancho do not know why. Leave your sombrero on top of the blanket.
What are you doing about?
I remember now where I saw that hombre who says he is a station agent.
The one called Cress?
Yes. He was at Skeleton Bend during the stagecoach race.
Mm-hmm.
He was with a gambler to try to wreck the stage you go.
Where did that go? What did he do here?
That is what I intend to find out. We'll watch from here, behind the water cross.
What do you watch for, sister?
Two coyotes named Cress and Lon. Those two are not what they pretend to be. My guess is that if we are not careful, we will be dead.
Makes me suspicious, Lon.
The clouds are covering the moon now. In a minute, it'll be pitch black.
Well, that's it'll be pitch black. Then what?
You go ahead and use your knife like we planned. Yeah. You'll know soon enough if Cisco and Pancho are really in them blankets.
And if they're not?
Keep talking low. Pretend like you're talking to me.
Where'll you be, Chris?
I'm going to sneak around behind that water trough. It's the only cover near here besides this shed.
I get it. If Cisco and his fat partner are playing possum, you'll be able to get them when they try to get me.
Yeah, that's it exactly. You get him the first time with your knife, or I get him later with a couple of slugs from his six gun. Either way we get him, they'll be dead.
Cisco, that moon go behind the clouds and Pancho not can see nothing.
Shh, stop, Pancho. Do you see something, Cisco?
Shh.
Huh?
Cisco.
Pancho.
You're right, Cisco. If we're sleeping in the blanket, that killer stab us to death.
Yes, hey, Chris, what I tell you, he has fallen off a lot. We're not sure with him at all.
Well, let me wait for Cisco. We go get him, eh?
Stay where you are. Only one of them is out there, Pancho. We did not hear the voice of that Chris hombre.
Yeah, you didn't hear me because I was getting a drop on you. I'll take that gun before you use it, Maverick. There. End for the attempted dry gulch. Try cooling. Ah.
Bueno, Cisco, you hit him so hard he falls into the water trough.
Come out of the water, Coyote.
You got Chris, but you won't get me.
Attack that mist. Look, Cisco, the clouds go away from the moon. You'll be able to see that land Maverick now.
He has dropped behind our blankets and saddles for cover. I'll give you a chance to surrender, Lon. Throw out your gun and walk toward me with your hands up.
Come and get me, Cisco.
All right, Coyote. That is the way you want it. That is the way it will be. Pancho, stay here and guide this dry gulch of Crest. I cannot shoot you, Lon, and you know it. Your last chance. Throw out your gun.
Mr. Cisco, are you all right? Did those Indians who stole the horses come back?
See it to Susie. See it to Susie. Go back.
Hey, kid, you're a welcome sight. Nobody's gonna hurt you.
Go on. Get him over on you, that Captain Coyote, you. Cisco, what we do now? That Maverick Lon got a little Senorita Susie.
See it to Susie. You'll be all right. Just do what he says.
That's good advice, Cisco. Thank you yourself.
Listen, you pack rat. If any harm comes to that child.
You ain't no position to tell me nothing, Cisco. Turn your guns over to Crash Pronto.
Yeah, there is nothing else we can do. Give me your guns, Pancho. You're mine, Tipton.
Oh, that's being right smart. Lon, bring the kid over here.
Sure, Clint. Come on, kid.
What do you intend to do with us, hombre?
Don't get anxious, Cisco. You'll find out soon enough.
I didn't know I'd cause trouble when I came out here, Mr. Cisco. I was worried you or Uncle Pancho might get hurt.
Yeah, not you worry now, little thing, either. Uncle Pancho not let nothing hurt you neither.
Hey, Cisco, we'll make a deal. The kid tells us what we want to know. We take the necklace and leave you alive. Now, come inside the station. Get going, all of you.
I say we're wasting time, Chris. That stubborn little brat ain't gonna open a yap.
I'll handle this, Lon. Frenchy, you better convince the kid we mean business.
Mon petit chouchou. Please, Susie, for the sake of all of us, tell the bandit, where is the jewel necklace?
I won't tell anybody but my daddy. I want my doll. I want Topsy.
Perhaps if I get the doll, monsieur, perhaps he will tell.
Tell them nothing, Senorita Susie. They will not hurt you as long as they do not know your secret.
Shut your face, or I'll bash it in.
Now, just let Cisco, you skulking snake.
Let him alone. You let Mr. Cisco alone.
Gun or no gun, Tipton, the only thing that keeps me from breaking you in half is the child.
Please, do not have to fight now. Here is your doll, Susie. Now, please tell, huh?
That's right, kid. Where'd you hide that necklace?
No, Senorita Susie.
If I don't, they'll kill you, Mr. Cisco.
That's right, Susie. The necklace. Where is it?
Throw it inside Topsy.
The doll! Give me that doll.
Ow! You don't have to grab her. You be careful.
Now rip it open. See, she's telling the truth. Get back there, Cisco. You too, Pancho.
What in thunder? A Jules, keeping the kids dull all the time. Why that double crossing buzzard of a banker?
All I needed was for you to take your eyes off me for a moment. I'll take that gun. Down there.
Look out! Look out, Black!
I only shot the gun from your hand, Tipton. You are not hurt. Come over here, Susie. Poncho will get the necklace.
Oh, my poor little one. What a thing for you to go through.
What I said to those two coyotes applies to you, too, senorita. Stand over there with them.
But, monsieur, c'est tout. I do not understand.
You can drop the fake accent, senorita. You forgot to use it when you saw the necklace.
That's right, Mr. Cisco. Marie didn't talk like she always does.
Yes, that's right.
But you are wrong. It was the excitement.
Oh, no, senorita. When those two mavericks let you go after the doll by yourself, I knew you were working with them. You and these other two had better save your explanations to tell the jury. Well, Senorita Susie, you will soon be on your way to San Francisco, and you will see your father.
I'll be glad for that, Mr. Cisco. I'll sure miss you and Uncle Pancho.
And Uncle Pancho miss you too, little Senorita. But you'll not be lonesome. You got your doll Topsy to keep you company. And your father, he buys you lots and lots and lots of toys.
Well, I don't care about toys now that you fixed Topsy, Uncle Pancho. I mean Dr. Pancho. Because you made a Topsy good as new.
Dr. Pancho. But the Pancho likes that.
Dr. Pancho. See, you are a good Dr. Pancho. I think you are a better doctor of dolls than you are of riddles.
Yeah, that's not such a bad riddle Pancho asked you today.
What riddle, Uncle Pancho?
Pancho started to ask you before, and now Pancho finishes. Same thing with Susie. What go from town to town, but never move, and run uphill and downhill, but it never out of breath?
A road.
In fact, you know you got trouble. You never guess it's not the thing that is, you know.
Well, the answer is a road, Uncle Pancho.
In fact, you know you don't get the right answer. A road, you see, a road, you see. A road?
This is what Senorita Susie said, Pancho.
How she knows that? Huh, Senorita Susie? How'd you know that, huh?
Well, you just got to figure out what it means, Uncle Pancho.
That's the way it always turned out. Everybody always smarter than Pancho.
Oh, Uncle Pancho, that's not true.
It's true.
You're the smartest, bravest, kindest man in the whole world, just like Daddy and Mr. Cisco. And this hugging kiss proves how much I love you.
Oh, say it is Susie.
Oh, Uncle Pancho.
Si, Pancho.
Now, Senor Gibson, sure glad to see his little daughter, Senorita Susie.
Of course, Pancho. And you can be sure Susie will be well taken care of now that she's with her father.
And those two killers, Lon and Cliff, they well taken care of, too. They in the jail. And that fake Senorita Maria, she there, too.
You know, people who commit crimes always get what they deserve, Pancho.
And Pancho a good hombre, so Pancho deserve a good time, huh? And that's just what Pancho gets while he's visiting with his cousin Jose.
Well, I am glad you had a good time when you visited your cousin Jose.
Very good time.
Tell me, how did you find the weather there when you visited him?
What did you say, Cisco?
I said, how did you find the weather while you were visiting your cousin Jose?
Oh, Pancho just go outside and...
There it was! Oh, Pancho!
Oh, she's gone!
Up the
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.